Number two, keep it today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Tuesday, March 26, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. It is a wild and dystopic ride. It is cartoonish. And I usually avoid going too far down the cartoonish rabbit hole, but I think we'll venture that direction at least a little bit today. And we'll preface that journey with Genesis chapter 11, which is after the flood, obviously. Now, the whole world used the same language and the same words. It came about as they journeyed east that they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. They said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they used brick for stone and they used tar for mortar. Sounds familiar. Along with the one language. Sounds familiar. They said, "Come, let us build for ourselves a city and a tower whose top will reach into heaven, and let us make for ourselves a name. Otherwise, we will be scattered abroad over the face of the whole earth." The Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the sons of men had built. The Lord said, "Behold, they are one people, and they all have the same language, and this is what they began to do, and now nothing which they purpose to do will be impossible for them." And so on that note, I think that we should begin with the provocative observation that pattern recognition is important. And I've mentioned many times that I think it's interesting, curious, to say the least, that in Ray Kurzweil's Age of Spiritual Machines, chapter 11, titled 2029, visual pattern recognition and long-term memory are specifically targeted to be augmented or replaced by internal or external implants, essentially. You know, implants or via the web, because direct neural pathways have been perfected to the human brain, blah, 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 by 2029, bad guys envision. So why is pattern recognition so important? Well, you start to notice things, you know. I think it's peculiar. It's interesting, you know, with all the advancements on the web that we have, for example, there's no print button anymore on anything. You can't print anything. Have you noticed? You can't print. You can share it. You can email it. You can save it. What if I just want to print it? What if I want a nice print copy? That's actually less CSS. That's no JavaScript. That's fewer moving parts, but you just can't seem to get that function. And even the add-ons have been crippled now in all of the browsers. They're pretty much worthless. So that's interesting. The print button, you know, you just can't find it. You can share it in social media and, you know, honeypots, but apparently not. You're not supposed to print a thing anymore. And speaking of honeypots, I'm wondering these days more than ever if YouTube is a honeypot among others. I mean, is that one of its intended purposes, to identify the aware as self-targeting, quote-unquote? And speaking of patterns, it's interesting that, I mean, I've mentioned before Generation X, Y, and Z. What comes after Z? And, you know, we hear all of this gene editing talk, CRISPR talk, and so on and so on. Speaking of Genesis chapter 11, Generation X, Y, and Z, then what? And that reminds me of all of the commercials that you see. You see diaper commercials, but not for babies. You see them for adults and younger adults even. You know, middle-aged adults. Apparently, it's just too much trouble to go to the bathroom, you know, stop to use the restroom when you're on a motorcycle ride. So it's just more convenient to wear a diaper, I guess. It seems the way the commercial sort of leans. All of this is bizarre. You know, speaking of cartoonish, this is kind of where we begin. And speaking of patterns, do you notice that in the sort of unpersoning, or the, not the unpersoning, but the, you know, what I would say, again, harkens back to the death cult ideology discussion. You know, it's certainly not a celebration of life. You know, you don't see a celebration of Matt Bevin in Kentucky, for example. 9 kids. What is it? 4 adopted, I think. Fantastic. Isn't that wonderful? Shouldn't that be a celebration of life? You know, they had a few of their own and they adopted. I mean, isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a good thing? But it's almost like there's a latent hysterical animosity. You can feel it seething beneath the surface. Maybe that's just my imagination. But you don't see commercials. I don't. I mean, maybe you do. I don't see commercials celebrating life and extolling the virtues or advocating life. I see quite the contrary, speaking of patterns. And among those are the commercials where, you know, people act like their pets are people too. Or is it the other way around? Are the people now pets too? We're all just animals. You know, it was cute when we still had a sense of, or a degree of, distinction to say, you know, my grand dog or whatever, you know, or that, you know, all the terms that people use. But now at this point, it's not funny anymore. It really was a way to, you know, sort of gateway anyway, I would argue, which is why I was saying a while back that we should all be reading Arnold J. Toynbee and understanding the potentially dire consequences of linguistic revisionism. And now the effects of this are far-reaching. You know, I'll get into a story here in a minute, but New York Times, so-and-so, you know, the story, the Jeremy Rickman story, the latest in the saga, the way that CNN put it, 7 days, 3 suicides, 1 tragic connection. We'll talk about that because there are some, speaking of patterns, some weird questions that should, I think, be asked that aren't. And that is, again, the Streisand effect, speaking of patterns, where you would think naturally this, but no. And not only no, but that, which is bizarre. So anyway, New York Times article, 2 authors, Michael Gold and Tyler Pager, a in this sentence, Jeremy Rickman had devoted his life to preventing families from experiencing the kind of tragic loss he did. That's poor grammar. That's the first sentence in a New York Times article. You know, I dare say that, well, at least at some point in American history, ninth graders, 10th graders, certainly juniors and seniors in high school could have written a better first sentence than that. And that's peculiar. So what's going on there? Was there, you know, is it just an article by Michael Gold and Tyler Pager, or is there more happening behind the scenes there? I don't know. It's just, I think, peculiar. It's just one of those things, you know. It's, again, pattern recognition. You would expect from the New York Times a far better opening sentence. You would expect proper grammar. So back to the sort of dehumanization, and Toynbee. Study of History. Chapter 7, Universal States, Universal Churches. That's kind of where you want to be if you're interested in that discussion. Anyway, something that everyone should read, I think, because it is curious how language shifts and how that changes culture. So this is one of those patterns. You know, things were different just 20 years ago. And 20 years ago is almost, you know, isn't it bizarre to think that it's been almost 20 years since September 11, 2001. I think that's shocking. So things were different 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years ago. And you know, I don't mean to sound all doomy and gloomy, but I would say that they are different, not for the better. I don't think we really need to look very far or very hard to find ample evidence of that point, speaking of patterns. So these are all sort of the things that I wonder and muse about. And speaking of patterns, here's something else that's interesting. Remember that Person of Interest episode, Season 4, Episode 1, the opening of Season 4? And this is what I'm talking about. This is where we start to go down that rabbit hole. I've talked about it before. We've talked about it, hashed out a little bit on this broadcast about the, you know, it used to be science fiction, and now with the whole science future fact becoming more and more of a sort of fast-paced things coming to fruition, there is this blurring of the line between, you know, fantasy, reality. Everyone in America suddenly suffers from schizoaffective disorder, it seems. And, you know, who can blame them? Because what was science fiction yesterday is science fact tomorrow, right? That's kind of the way that goes. So, speaking of patterns, that Person of Interest episode, Season 4, Episode 1, it was titled Panopticon. It's an interesting series, by the way. I mean, reflecting now, a lot of people could see it then, but reflecting now, I think it's getting easier and easier to see that, yeah, maybe there's a lot more to the story there. So, remember the opening of the Season 4, Episode 1? Episode titled Panopticon that began with Samaritan AI agent Martine Rousseau in Budapest to quote-unquote eliminate threat to system survival. If you're ready with that, can you play that, please?
got me. Make it a double.
That good, eh?
Let's see, I lost my job today. Top it all off, they canceled my flights.
Ouch. Sorry.
I'm a journalist, that comes with the territory. You religious?
Seriously? That's the line you're going with?
No. I'm just curious if you believe in higher power. Imagine if the world had utterly changed and no one had noticed a thing. I'm talking about an international stealth operation to acquire and shutter every company researching artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence? That's a real thing.
Oh, it's here. I think an AI slipped into the world unannounced, then set out to strangle its rivals in the crib. And I know I'm onto something because my sources keep disappearing. My editor got reassigned, and now my job's gone. More and more, it just feels like I was the only one investigating the story. I'm sorry. I'm sure I sound like a real conspiracy nut.
No, I understand. You're saying an artificial intelligence bought your paper, so you'd lose your job, and your flight would be canceled. And you'd end up back at this bar. Where the only security camera would go out. And the bartender would have to leave suddenly after getting an emergency text. The world has changed. You should know you're not the only one who figured it out. You're one of three. The other two will die in a traffic accident in Seattle in 14 minutes.
So that's interesting. There's more, you know, maybe we'll talk about that a little bit. But, you know, with what happened in the last week or so, these strange deaths, three of them, allegedly, one still unidentified as far as I know. It's peculiar. We'll talk about it, speaking of patterns. And there's a lot of hacking going on these days. It's increasing. There have been some high-profile incidents over the last several months or so, but there's more going on recently, and it doesn't get a whole lot of coverage, but it's happening. So that's interesting. Speaking of the person of interest, I don't know if most people are familiar, but, you know, you go back and you start kind of looking through that subject matter. I mean, The Machine, Northern Lights, Decima Technologies, Samaritan. There's a lot of crossover there between, you know, fiction and what you can imagine is actually happening. Obviously, that makes for a fun thriller series, but it's more than that. You know, I always call these CIA shows about a CIA show, basically. That's kind of the way it feels to me. But from the Wikipedia entry for person of interest, oh gosh, where do we start? The Machine, I guess. Much of the series is from the... Well, before I say that, you know, season 4 featured Samaritan's point of view. Samaritan takes a much more active role in covertly shaping society toward the goals set for it, including use of violence and recruitment and deployment of people in furtherance of its aims in The Machine, and its human associates go underground, spending season 4 undercover. So, you know, Samaritan is a, you know, it's that esoteric, one is a good AI, another is a bad AI. That, you know, light and dark juxtaposition, the esoteric and Masonic sort of logical fallacy is what it really is. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick around. Right after this break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle humps, ready to race to you.
I'm just sort of free associating on the hacking subject. I've been saying, well, since May 29, 2009, when the Obama administration made that big cybersecurity announcement, and those guys, the who's who of cybersecurity, were on Warren Olney's broadcast to the point, another czar in the Obama White House. It was that Friday. And so, you know, they're the who's who. And John Arquilla says, my master hacker friends say there are no such thing as firewalls. it only exists in people's minds. And, you know, but he prefaced and he said, you know, I think the biggest problem when it comes to security, because Warren Olney says, oh my goodness, you know, what about security? And old school bad guy John Arquilla says, my master hacker friends say there are no such things as firewalls. They walk through them like you and I walk through an open room. And now in the age of machine learning and artificial intelligence, I think people are starting to get the point. You notice, again, that there's a widening disparity. The hardware that the layman has is pretty much stagnant for all intents and purposes. Meanwhile, the toys that other folks have access to are still growing by leaps and bounds. Don't we keep hearing about quantum computing? Do you think you'll have that at your house anytime soon? Probably not. And phones are $1,000, but you can get a Raspberry Pi for $35 that's probably as powerful or more powerful than your phone. So think about that. What's going on here? There's something funny going on here. You know, and most of the technology that runs those little mobile devices is it's largely, if not predominantly, open source. Which means that, you know, Google, for example, didn't spend millions of dollars to make it. They had a lot of help from the UNIs out there. Hundreds, thousands, maybe more man hours contributing code. So, you know, it's just a big sort of, what do you call it, cauldron or whatever, of stuff to think about. And so when I see stories like USA Today last week, everything you need to know about router security to avoid getting hacked by cyber criminals. If you want to avoid getting hacked, your router getting hacked, really the only way to do that is to turn it off. And then it won't get hacked. Otherwise, like even the DoD has admitted recently, the best strategy is just the layers of the onion strategy. Maybe we can, you know, and so most of us don't really have anything of interest per se. Any, you know, pirate's booty for hackers to try to find. And so most people are not really concerned about their home router getting hacked. But there's all kinds of crazy stuff that's going on. You can find how hackers pulled off a $20 million Mexican bank heist. That was interesting a couple weeks ago. There was the hackers used Slack to hide malware communications. That was a couple weeks ago. Web inventor Tim Berners-Lee calls for fight against hacking and abuse on its 30th birthday, the 30th birthday of the interwebs. But there are more recent stories. Where are they? Researchers demonstrate new ways to hack your stupidly complex smartphone. But another point along these lines that I've made, you know, the reason that Windows is now Windows as a service, not like software as a service, my conjecture on it is it's self-evident. If you can write, you know, TensorFlow and the other artificial intelligence and machine learning libraries are largely open source. You and I can download them. Anybody can download them. And like I've said before, go watch, if you're not familiar, go watch Daniel Schiffman over at the Coding Train and see what he does in 10 minutes with TensorFlow or a machine learning library, and you will be astonished. Stick around, we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back.
All right, quickly on the hacking thing and then back on track. So, you know, for those who don't know, I think it's becoming more and more clear. Again, if you don't know the capability of some of this technology, I mean, I've mentioned when it really sank in for me, it was that article that I've mentioned from time to time, January 2017, and this is, you know, right on the heels of, speaking of person of interest, 2016 was the last season, right? So anyway, what was happening in 2016? Well, Gil Fuster wrote an article January 5th, 2017, the mind-blowing AI announcement from Google that you probably missed. And speaking of the Tower of Babel, which, you know, Genesis 11, I opened today's broadcast with, Gil Fuster had a giant picture of the Tower of Babel to open his article. And he wrote, you know, in the closing weeks of 2016, Google published an article that quietly sailed under most people's radar. Which is a shame, because it may just be the most astonishing article about machine learning that I read last year. And I think if you're not familiar, it's the most astonishing entry point to the subject that you could probably identify, at least in my opinion. It's a creepy story. So from Gil Fuster's article, up until September of 2016, Google Translate used phrase-based translation. It basically did the same thing you and I do when we look up keywords and phrases in our Lonely Planet language guides. And that's another pattern, by the way. The empty planet. Speaking of patterns, I'm going to have to get back to that. We sort of kind of brushed over the empty planet discussion and the, what is it, like at least a half a dozen books in the last several years that have been written, you know, whether it's, again, whether it's in, you know, a television series that's, you know, life imitating life, imitating art in the infinity mirror, or is it Angleton's Wilderness of Mirrors? I don't know. Anyway, we'll come back to Empty Planet sometime. But so Gil Fuster writes, it basically did the same thing you and I do when we look up keywords and phrases in our Lonely Planet language guides. It's effective enough and blisteringly fast compared to awkwardly thumbing through blah, 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 blah. So all that changed in September when Google gave their translation tool a new engine, the Google Neural Machine Translation System, GNMT. This new engine comes fully loaded with all the hot 2016 buzzwords like neural network and machine learning. I'm sure Ray Kurzweil is proud. The short version is that Google Translate got smart. It developed the ability to learn from the people who used it. It learned how to make educated guesses about the content, tone, and meaning of phrases based on the context of other words and phrases around them. And here's the bit that should make your brain explode. It got creative. Google Translate invented its own language to help it translate more effectively. What's more, nobody told it to. It didn't develop a language, or interlingua as Google called it, because it was coded to. It developed a new language because the software determined over time that this was the most efficient way to solve the problem of translation. Stop and think about that for a moment. Let it sink in. A neural computing system designed to translate content from one human language into another developed its own internal language to make the task more efficient, without being told so, in a matter of weeks. And that's not terribly surprising, because those who have followed, you know, there's probably a reason that the bots don't show up. Every time we read a story about how, you know, artificial intelligence is being used to, you know, predict future crime, for example, we always hear that it's racist AI. I wonder why. Or, you know, the chatbots start devolving into toxic, you know, vitriolic exchanges or things like that. They seem to have a propensity for that. I wonder why. And so in similar fashion, you know, Facebook, Google, Microsoft, pretty much every large tech company has run AI chatbot experiments and had to shut them down, because you hear that the chatbots end up creating their own language and they're sort of chatting in their own quiet chat room, and engineers have no idea what they're talking about, because, you know, they can't understand the language. So, you know, you start to think in those sorts of terms. These things get, it starts to get away very quickly. So imagine someone grabbing TensorFlow. And again, if for those who aren't familiar, go to thecodingtrain.com and just watch any one of Daniel Schiffman's coding challenges, 10 minutes or less. Watch what he can do in 10 minutes with a machine learning or artificial intelligence library, code base. Just in a few minutes, 10 minutes, literally. The challenges are about 10 minutes. So I assure you, if you haven't seen it, you'll be astonished. So you take that concept. Imagine someone with nefarious intentions using this technology to comb through code bases like Windows, for example, Microsoft Windows, or whatever, a mobile device operating system, or whatever, and train it to comb that code base iteratively, and it can do that instantly, probably millions of times a second, many, many times a second for sure, to try to identify a vulnerability. And when it finds one, it can write an exploit instantly and then deploy it. And then it can go out and target machines that are using that system. And, I've talked about the way that, for example, HTML5 makes your microphone and camera available. We're supposed to ask as programmers, but you don't have to. There's evidence of that all the time. I mean, going back several years, remember 2012, 2013, there were some high-profile cases of teachers back east being convicted on evidence that was gained from their laptops that they didn't realize, the camera and the microphone were on. Oops. And so, administrivia was listening at home. So for those who don't know that, that your machine tells on itself usually, and this gets back to why we need probably to have a VPN conversation and some other things. But for those who don't know, just go to thismachine.info, for example. Thismachine.info. And you'll see everything about your machine. What browser am I using? You appear to be using this. What's your operating system? What's your IP address? So that's exactly what device, what software, and even your hardware can be identified. But what software you're running, operating system, browser, where exactly you are, your IP address, it's fun stuff. And so, you put those things together and just imagine an exploit written in real time, instantly. As soon as a vulnerability is identified, then an exploit is written within, less than a second. And then deployed. You can't click the update or the security patch button fast enough to prevent that exploit. And this also gets to, just as a side note while I'm on the subject, this also gets to why I don't like WordPress. Because 10 years ago, just as an aside, in my research on web security, it was a huge issue. And it hasn't really been as much of a focal point as it should be. And this is just a sort of sidebar rant. Me feeling, not vindicated, but something like that, for being concerned for 10, plus years. While people have enjoyed the luxury of being lazy about cybersecurity, so to speak, I think that time is quickly coming to an end. If I, had to look into a crystal ball on the subject. Anyway, 10 years ago, I was concerned. There were some things I was working on that were getting hacked. One was a Joomla site, which is horrible. I would never advocate anyone use Joomla. It's one of those things, as a friend of mine puts it, I'd rather stick an ice pick in my ear than use that software system. Anyway, I was working on something that was getting hacked every day, different vulnerabilities exploited every day. And, you know, every dynamic code base like that is only as strong as its weakest link. And the problem is, in most of the open source communities, especially, you know, WordPress is particularly prone to it, Joomla definitely, and others, far too often there's less of an emphasis on security and more of an emphasis on what cool thing can we make, and that, and therefore standards end up lacking. The Drupal code base in, you know, the open source world, the PHP world, is, I would say, I mean, head and shoulders above the rest is probably an understatement. There was also an article recently about, where is that? The code bases that are the most vulnerable, or not the code bases, the coding languages that are the most vulnerable. And maybe I'll pull that up too. Yeah, no, that's not it. Tech Republic last week, 7 days ago, the three least secure programming languages. And they are, drum roll please. C, PHP, Java, JavaScript, Python, C++, and Ruby. Not that anyone cares. This is, I don't know, maybe a little bit of a nerd moment. But I don't think that all language vulnerabilities are created equal. And this is kind of why I'm talking about this. So PHP, first of all, most people, I don't think, realize that PHP was never really supposed to be what it became. I mean, even Rasmus Lerdorf has always said, you know, it was supposed to be just something simple. It was just, you know, it was never supposed to be what it became. And so that's a whole different, probably divergent discussion. But the vulnerabilities are a result of something, if that makes sense. I mean, sure, there are native vulnerabilities, but they are... if you're aware of certain things, then you can sort of mitigate that risk, so to speak. And conversely, if you're not aware or not concerned, obviously, there, you know, like anything else in life, there can be pitfalls, there can be traps or hazards. And so I think a lot of the vulnerability, or at least the perception of it with PHP in particular, is a result of what I would call poor coding standards and practice, or a lack of standards and poor coding practices. And that reminds me of WordPress. And, you know, maybe this is a little commercial. If you can use something other than WordPress, I mean, the static site generators are pretty cool because it's just HTML. And maybe there's JavaScript, maybe there's some vulnerability there, but it's certainly less than, you know, something like cross-site scripting or SQL injection or something like that. Typically, you don't have to worry about that. So, the issue with WordPress, I don't know if this will cause problems, but, you know, the issue with WordPress is that, well, I'll finish this thought in the next segment here, because there are some specific numbers that I would sort of point to that really, I think, underscore the validity of the point that I'm making. It's just a difference in mindset. You know, speaking of Drupal and WordPress in particular, it's a difference in mindset. Can you use WordPress safely? Well, sure. But, you know, you probably have a limited number of plugins that you can draw from if you're going to think in terms of security. And conversely, everything that you find on the Drupal website either has made it through a scrutinous security check, or it has a big, basically like a big red flag on the module. They're called modules in Drupal, the little plugins, that says it has not made it through the security review. So use it at your own risk. It's a difference in mindset, you know. Security is front of mind versus what can we make it that is pretty and flashy and cool. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Final segment of the first hour of today's broadcast. Welcome back. I promise this isn't just some meaningless sort of diatribe or some kind of, you know, just lost his mind and started rambling. It matters to all of us. There are millions of websites out there running WordPress. And if you visit one, Well, what could happen? So the two, you can do this on your own. I'll include a link in today's description. But if you just do a search in your favorite search engine, I'll do Google because it gives me the numbers. But, and you know, most people use it. So if I type WordPress hack in Google, I get 85.1 million results. 85.1 million. They include, let's see, September 9, 2018, 11 top reasons why WordPress sites get hacked. That's not good. That's not encouraging. That doesn't build confidence. January 20, 2019, that's the big, that's the ZDNet headline. Popular WordPress plugin hacked by angry former employee. Hacker defaced the company's website and sent a mass email to all its customers alleging unpatched security holes. That's not an isolated incident. That was the WPML plugin. And there have been some other high-profile incidents like this headline. Last October, let's see. In the search, it says WordPress WP-config, WP-config.php hack. How to fix hacked WordPress files. WP-config is basically like the brain of the website. If that gets hacked, you know, that's like that to me is a telltale sign that security is not just woefully lacking, but is really barely an afterthought, if anything. And that sort of is representative of the WordPress library. No offense to anybody who uses it or likes it or whatever, or, you know, codes with it, makes money with it. That's not the issue. The issue is when it comes to security, there is a clear distinction between the WordPress community and, in this case, the Drupal community. Drupal has always been a community that is rigorous, and they maintain the highest standards in and best practices in coding. And nothing lands on the Drupal site that isn't scrutinized and hasn't gone through a rigorous security check process. And that's sort of the first consideration versus WordPress. You know, most of the plugins are usually what fancy cool thing can we build. So if you look at WordPress hack, 85.1 million search results, Drupal 2.19 million. That's a lot, but if you look through the list, it's not the 11 top reasons it's what to do if. There's one I see where somebody didn't update when they were supposed to and their site got hacked, but most of them are what to do if. And that if usually doesn't come because of better standards. Second hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family. Because you can